For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump made a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room, congratulating Nancy Pelosi after she was sworn in as the new Speaker of the House. With Democrats now in the majority in the House, Pelosi's plan is to pass a spending bill to stop a partial government shutdown. But there's no money the president wants for a border wall.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security.
The president brought with him border officials like Brandon Judd.
Anywhere that you look where we have built walls, they have worked.
Pelosi says the spending bill will send the right message.
But do so to meet the needs of the American people, to protect our borders, and to respect our workers.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial shed more than 2.75%, 66 points the day after Apple announced its fourth quarter disappointment. Apple stock, which had already dropped by a third since hitting record highs this fall, fell nearly 10%. The NASDAQ composite, stuffed with tech issues that feel direct and indirect ripples from the Apple news, dropped more than 3%. The S&P 500 fell 2.5%. Apple says it will miss its revenue target for the quarter because iPhone sales have slowed in China. North Korea's top diplomat in Italy, the acting ambassador, has gone into hiding with his wife. According to South Korea's spy agency, it's a defection. Jo Sung-jil has been missing since November, shortly before he was due to return home. President Trump showed a letter from Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and said he plans to meet with him in the, quote, not too distant future. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A former presidential candidate has apologized to a woman who was working on his campaign. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Senator Bernie Sanders says he wasn't aware at the time of sexual harassment and unequal pay claims during his 2016 run for the White House. The Vermont Independent now apologizing.
I certainly apologize to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately. And, of course, if I run, we will do better next time.
This after the New York Times reported that several women who worked on Sanders' campaign for the Democratic nomination say they experienced sexual harassment, pay disparities, and targeted disrespect by others on the campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you have clear skies, look up. The first meteor shower of 2019 is happening right now. John Clemens has more.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S. And because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that would probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there, as obviously January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.